This is the Year of Prayer podcast from the Christian Heritage Center at Stonyhurst. Join us as we explore the depths of the church's tradition and reflect on the nature of prayer throughout 2024, designated by the Holy Father as a year of prayer. This installment will sum up our mini-series on Saint Teresa of Avila. Thus far, we have examined the first three stages of prayer, which she compares sequentially to drawing water from a well, to drawing water from a mill or windlass, and finally to drawing water from a stream or river. Each stage represents an increasing facility in watering the garden of one's own prayer life. Finally, in the fourth stage of prayer, the garden is watered by rain that pours down from the Heavenly Father himself. Here, the labor of the first three stages gives way to the pure gratuity of God's grace, such that the Christian might even be flooded by the love of God to the point of a rapture. This is where the faculties of the soul remain in a state of suspension, and all outward strength vanishes, while the strength of the soul increases, so that it may better have the fruition of this bliss. This temporary abstraction from sensible or intellectual experience, as Teresa describes it, seems similar to St. Paul's own ascent to the third heaven, as recounted in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. However, we should remember that such an experience of rapture is a special gift of God, and that the Christian who does not receive this gift is no less capable of union with God. In fact, Teresa distinguishes between the elevation or rapture of the soul, on one hand, and the union with God which one may experience in the fourth stage of prayer. Rapture is often a sign of a special union, but union with God is also manifested when the soul actively knows and loves God. Indeed, the benefits enjoyed after rapture continue to manifest the soul's union with God. Such a soul, without knowing it, and doing nothing consciously to that end, begins to benefit its neighbors, and they become aware of this benefit because the flowers have now so powerful a fragrance as to make the neighbors desire to approach them. The garden of the soul flourishes without the fatigue of the first two stages, and this flourishing comes from the rain which God himself sends down. Let us discover what the saint means when distinguishing rapture from union. In these raptures, the soul seems no longer to animate the body, and thus the natural heat of the body is felt to be very sensibly diminished. It gradually becomes colder, though conscious of the greatest sweetness and delight. No means of resistance is possible, whereas in union, when we are on our own ground, such a means exists. Resistance may be painful and violent, but it can almost always be effected. But with rapture, as a rule, there is no such possibility. Often, it comes like a strong, swift impulse, before your thought can forewarn you of it, or before you can do anything to help yourself. You see and feel this cloud, or this powerful eagle, rising and bearing you up with you on its wings. Notice how Teresa distinguishes union as occurring when we are on our own ground. This passage also suggests that, while rapture consists of a certain disjunction of body and soul, union occurs when the body and soul are once again in active harmony, when we are possessed of our normal faculties, and thus when we are fully free to even resist union. Thus, rapture is never the end or purpose of mystical experience, but it is only a further means toward the union wherein which the entire human creature, in body and soul, participates actively in the life of virtue. As we close our reflections on Saint Teresa, let us not be discouraged if we never experience the extraordinary transverberations ecstasies, and levitations granted to exceptional saints like her. Even for such famous mystics, such experiences were never everyday occurrences, but gifts given by God at times and places of His choosing. Rather, let us enter the fourth stage of prayer by being mindful of all the graces which God already pours down abundantly on us, and to unite ourselves to Him, not only in moments of solitary prayer and contemplation, but also in every act of perfect charity toward our neighbors. Thus, the fragrance of God's grace will continue to attract more souls to the garden of heavenly delights. Thank you for listening to the Year of Prayer podcast from the CHC at Stonyhurst. Please visit our Year of Prayer webpage at christianheritagecenter.com/year-of-prayer, where you can access all our Year of Prayer material and also subscribe to our Year of Prayer email list. The music heard on this podcast is Sacerdotes Domini by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, performed by Harry Christopher's 16 in the album Palestrina, Volume 8.